Health informed us that there needed to be a formal application filled out. Today, Chris Koenig has requested that application and presumably has filled that out and submitted that. And this is what I mean when I talk about process. The Department of Health has been aware of this issue, and only yesterday evening did we become aware that there was an application that needed to be filled out.
But there was not an application filled out until yesterday.
There was a request made via letter signed by all parties, and it was largely ignored.
Did they explain to you the procedure for this application, like how long it normally takes for it to get reviewed?
The Department of Health did not explain to us in depth what the procedure is. They said it could take months.
Grace, I know you said, 50 residents have moved out so far?
Yes.
Are they struggling to find places to go, like we heard earlier?
We've heard reports from family members that they are struggling to find nursing homes that will accept their residents, particularly nursing homes where they want their residents to be. And so, like you heard from the family members today, they don't have an option in front of them that they're comfortable with.
As far as employees go, I know 300 total on the campus. Has it, been able to be decided how many union employees specifically from the nursing home will be losing their jobs?
Over 100,
okay.
And our understanding is that the two other assisted living programs on the campus, Doesburg and Garden House, will be submitting closure applications soon as well.
So you spoke about how the ownership transfer could take months if that did happen. You only have it till November 30th, right?
What we've explained to the Department of Health is that Chris Koenig and the Lineage team has been in the building for the past 6 months. They entered into an operations contract with Weinberg campus because of the crisis of poor leadership. They recognize this problem. And so while the Department of Health might say that process-wise it could take months, there is the infrastructure on the campus today to ensure that starting today, were the Department of Health to approve this, we would be able to provide care for these residents.